stuff will soon happen in the sky at 8:30 p.m. You don't need maps or charts, and you don't need a telescope. But if you have binoculars, bring them along, and I'll tell you why in a moment. On Monday, April 8th, and Tuesday, April 9th, the crescent moon will form a neat little triangle with two orange stars. The star on the left, which is the brighter one, is the famous Aldebaran, the most luminous object of Taurus the Bull. The medium bright star on the right is the planet Mars. Look just a bit to the right of those two orange stars, and you'll see the most famous star cluster in all the heavens. This is the Pleiades, also known as the Seven Sisters. It's the brightest star cluster and the second nearest to Earth. Here is where I want you to use your binoculars. Point them at the Pleiades, and you will be blown away by the view. Instead of the six close-together stars, seen by average eyesight, now you'll observe dozens, and their blue color will be obvious as well. This stunning transformation of the Pleiades is the most dramatic celestial view that can be delivered by ordinary binoculars. If it's cloudy April 8th or 9th, or if you hear about this too late, then go ahead and check out the sky on Wednesday, April 10th. The crescent moon is no longer forming a triangle with the two orange stars, but now it's high above them. And no matter, everything else is still in place. In fact, on any of those nights, swing those binoculars to the crescent moon itself and look for a glow on the dark lunar portion. The moon is the only celestial object near enough to be illuminated by sunlight bouncing off our own world. So if you see a glow on the moon's dark side, it's special and goes by the name of Earthshine. For A Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.